Welcome to a series of podcasts focusing on senior living and creating community for the future. Presented by Jane Rohde, founder and principal of JSR Associates Incorporated.
I think that a lot of people don't look at who they're caring for. So we had an administrator meeting one day, and I said, so what is your care population like? She's like, oh, I've got two people with high levels of dementia. I got one with diabetes. I've got three. And I'm like, no. What are they like? Who are they? You know, what do they do for a living? What are their favorite colors? What do they like to eat? And she looked at me, and then it was like this aha moment of, I don't have any idea, but those are really, really good questions. And so it goes back to that 90%, 10% rule in how we think about it, is that what do you still do in normal life? So if someone tells me that they're going to get me up at 4 a.m. to make sure that I'm fed and dressed, and or at least dressed and clothed at the table by 7 a.m., I'm going to be a really unhappy person. If I'm 95 years old and I've been getting up at 9 o'clock every day, shouldn't I still be able to get up at 9 o'clock even though I have these care needs? Chocolate pudding is my favorite. You know, if I want to have chocolate pudding but I have a diabetes issue, can I have additional insulin for the day that I want that? That's a very personalized care plan or life plan. I really prefer that terminology of life plan. But if you don't have the ability of even asking those questions, then it just becomes a list of clinical chronic problems. And so people live with chronic disease. Cancer is even being looked at more as a chronic disease now than it even is as in terms of a terminal illness. And so if we look at things as chronic conditions, how are we monitoring that 10% to help people have maximized the 90%? There was a gentleman who wanted to do painting. I love the story. It's one of my friend Steve Lindsay told me the story. I love the story. So they had this man who wanted, who was a famous painter. He had done paintings of Supreme Court justices, and this was his passion, his painting. When he moved into the community, he didn't paint anymore. No one could understand why. And so they asked him, you know, why aren't you painting? And he goes, well, painting for me is very personal. He goes, I don't want to paint in a group. It was my profession. It's what I did. I painted by myself. So they set up his room with easels and all his supplies and stuff so that he could continue to paint. CMS came in and they tried to write up the staff in the facility because there was paint on the rug. And they go, paint on the rug's not okay. And the staff immediately turned and said, no, this is why we have paint on the rug. And when he's no longer living in this unit, we will replace the carpet and it will be ready for our new resident to move in. And they didn't give him the deficiency, but that was a well-trained, well-oiled team that understood that there was not going to be a deficiency based on someone not having a resident desired outcome met. And so constantly looking at what makes someone happy. When we were developing profiles, we didn't have real residents in China yet. So how do you develop a profile? So we developed profiles with the staff to figure out what were the conditions of the person. And so I'm Grandma Jane. And so as Grandma Jane, they knew that I liked certain foods and that certain things that I liked in terms of I was in a wheelchair, but I could ambulate myself in the wheelchair. So they had a full profile of me. And so what I knew it really worked is the last time I was there, I wasn't eating any soy for health reasons. And so one of the aides came running over, and this was like 4 or 5 months before. She comes running over and she goes, Soya okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah, Soya's okay now. And she goes, but she knew that profile well enough that she knew that I was eating soy and she wanted to make sure that that was okay. That's person-centered care. If somebody can actually know that you're going to be okay with that. And so she was like, she was very relieved. She was like, good. She's like, all right, we're good. And so you can communicate those things even with the language barrier. She knew more about me than, you know, I know more about her now, but she knew that profile. So understanding that profile, what people like, their dislikes. I watched a life aide go into a unit one day, and she was talking to this woman, and she had a beautiful outfit that was a African-American outfit, and she wanted to know if the resident wanted it. And this was the same administrator that didn't know anything about her residence, but the life aides did. And so she brought that to her because she goes, I think this is your color. I think you would enjoy this. I brought this for you. And she's like, oh, I very much would like that. And so it was a connection on a personal level. Usually administration kind of forgets that this is a business about people. It's about serving people. It's about caring for people. It's about trying to make people's lives better. And so I think that that part of it is where we like to start in our conversations with clients to develop new communities.
Thank you for listening to JSR Associates Incorporated. For additional podcasts and educational information, or to schedule a chat with Jane, please go to our website, www.jsrassociates.net.